This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
Are the Bellatons ready to hang up the wrestling boots? The family takes on Napa Valley. And are the Bellatons ready to go their separate ways? All this and more on the Total Bellas After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, I'm Leslie Colon here, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host...
Hey guys, I'm Monique Loveless.
And what's up guys, I'm Taya Alexandria.
TK isn't here today, but she's handling her business like always, so of course we miss you today.
Where's she at on the chat?
I know.
Y'all better go attack at TK Trinidad.
Ooh, make sure Instagram, y'all Twitter, everything.
Know. Oh man.
She's missing today. So how'd you guys feel about this episode today?
Oh, okay. It was a beautiful cliche season finale. I mean... I've kind of predicted all of this. They both go their separate ways at the end, and yeah. I'm kind of sad the Bella twins, like, together are over.
Right.
That was, like, the main sad part to me.
Yeah. Well, I think it made sense that both of them ended at the same time. Right. I feel like it would have been right for one of them to end and not the other.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. I just felt like it was cute and uplifting, I guess.
Wow.
I mean, but it was. It was just like
it
cute.
Was.
And then it was like, oh, okay. And then they went their separate ways.
In their cars, you know. Right. Just one goes Phoenix, one goes to LA.
And then Nikki all offset. Emotional. And then right. Bree's like, whatever. So that was pretty interesting. All right, let's get to it. It starts off with Evolution, Nikki Bella versus Ronda Rousey. And Nikki lost, unfortunately.
She did.
So how do you guys feel about her losing in her match overall?
I already said, I really felt like, I mean, you had to break it down like, oh, if she did, she would have to go every week. Da, yeah. Da, da. I don't care about all that. What I do care about is that I felt like at least they could have gave Nikki a win and then maybe hurried up her storyline so yeah. then she wouldn't get the, so she lost the belt maybe after that.
Well,
but,
in that case, you know, because she did go on to Survivor Series, it could have made sense to do that. So they could have given her the belt and then taken it away at Survivor Series.
Yeah. So anyway. Like, I felt like there was a way that they could have at least let her win, especially when they know she was kind of phasing out anyway.
Right, yeah.
And Ronda Rousey has a long road to go, and this undefeated stuff is just making her feel, making me feel like she's, like, not, like, they're not, no. I know WWE wants all this attention, and that's cool, I get it, but it's not, I don't know.
I personally wanted, same thing, I wanted Nikki to win, actually. Right. More yeah. so, I said this before, like, more so for her just, like, separating herself from the whole John Cena thing for her
yeah,
own personal game, too. And if Ronda would have lost, it would have been, like, a huge, like, upset. It would have yeah. been, like, a buzz. So,
right.
I really wanted Nikki to win, but hey.
I know, this makes me question, like, who's going to be good enough to beat Ronda Rousey
yeah.
record-wise, because I would think, you know, the Bella Twins have a big name, WWE, mm-hmm. so it was weird to me that they wouldn't at least let Nikki defeat her.
I think it would have been more fun to watch, too,
yeah, for
if
sure.
Nikki would have won.
And then, it would have. I mm-hmm. watched it for that purpose, because yeah. I was like, I know Ronda's going to win, but if they have good writing or they have a good storyline, Nikki will win. So I was like, mm-hmm. well, maybe, hopefully. But they didn't. They went with the same old. Yep. Like,
and that's one of the things time. That WWE has that. It's very predictable, so everyone kind of knows who's going to win or not. And then also, I know you guys don't watch on a regular basis, but throughout their whole storyline, they were just talking about John Cena the whole time. I know Ronda was like,
yeah, she
well,
did
the only one. Yeah.
She mentioned it a few times, mm-hmm. but we talked about this. I don't think you were here that week we talked about it,
mm-hmm.
but we talked about it you know, that's what Rhonda's known for. Like, right. She's known for, like, the bad mouthing or hitting you where it hurts type situation. Mm-hmm. That, you know, to me, that's not a big deal either. But I just wanted to see something different. Like, WWE, this is 2019.
I agree.
We get something that will shock and awe all of us? Right. Even the general pop that don't watch all the time.
True.
But
I mean, the fact that you guys can predict it means that, and you guys don't even watch on a regular basis, then it is very predictable.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So yeah,
see, it could have been as big as, I know it's not the same thing, but that's like Floyd and Mayweather losing to somebody. It could have been as big as that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You see what I mean?
Yeah,
but you know,
and then two big names as well. So yeah, I understand what
next
you guys
time
are
I don't know. We'll
yeah, see. Joseph in the chat said Monique is right. The storyline for Ronda's match at Mania has been giant cluster. I can't say that word.
S-bomb.
And if it was Ronda, versus Becky, home freaking run. Like, I guess home run.
No, yeah. I understand with you, Joseph. I also wanted Ronda versus Becky by themselves, but WWE doesn't like for the public to boo Ronda Rousey, which makes sense.
So but annoying, this is the thing. They're getting her from the UFC, the MMA. Is she MMA? She was MMA, right? Or
yeah,
was she?
UFC.
Okay.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing. So she's coming off of a defeated run. Like,
right.
Putting her in the WWE and making her undefeated is making her not, it's making her brand cheesy.
Yeah.
It's
like
boring.
Before,
yeah very boring.
Yeah. Before we were like, oh, she's doing the real fighting. She's in the UFC. Mm-hmm. She's undefeated. And then she gets in there and she gets defeated twice. And now you bring her, now she took a moment. She's coming into the WWE. They have this huge storyline for her, all these storylines. And then she comes in like, Undefeated. It's like, no, y'all need to mix it up with her right now because she's coming off of a defeated twice run.
And then not just that, the public is getting boring. That's why all of a sudden, if you're watching right now, she's switching it to a bad guy now. But everyone's just like, okay.
She should be a heel. Yeah. She should be a heel anyway.
It makes more sense for her to be a heel, but I feel like they wanted for her to come in as a good person, like a baby face, that's what it's called, for her image in WWE.
They did that all wrong. Yeah. I feel like they're still trying to go about it like they did in 1992, 1980s. Like, this 2019.
Well, you have to remember who's in charge. It's still Vince McMahon, and he's set in his ways, so unfortunately, we can't move forward.
So does he not see ratings? Are ratings going down at all?
Yeah, that's why.
Does he not see that?
That's why
he
tries to
make a change.
I know, but he's very stern in his ways. He's the owner.
It's like, I mean, it's like the government.
Step him down.
Well, it's like the government. They stay in those positions. They stay into those positions until they kind of like are too old and they just are senile and can't really do anything anymore.
Right.
So I feel like, yes, I understand that. But as the people were telling Vince McMahon right now,
change
like, we need something different. This is 2019. Like, we need some unpredictable things.
They're going to wait until it's too late and they have nobody watching. And then they'll, like, you know what? Maybe we should change
it. That's the difference between brands. Triple H runs NXT, and NXT is huge. But the problem that you see is once these wrestlers come up to the main roster, their characters get mixed up because, like, they don't know what to do with them. So that's the problem. Like, there's management. Triple H is running NXT versus Triple H is not mainly making the decisions on Raw. So that's why Raw and SmackDown are kind of going down while NXT continues to go up.
Well, showing.
Yeah.
We're seeing the show of
the
predictability.
I know.
Yeah.
So then.
Me too.
So Nikki lost the match, and then she continues her storyline to Survivor Series and then the European tour. But they also highlight the fact that this was the end of the Bella Twins together wrestling and that they were together for 12 years. So how do you guys feel about like all those videos and stuff about them?
Well, the funny part is, and I meant to add this into news too, is that they're already talking now, even before the finale came, they were already saying that They might make a return already. So yeah. They, or Brie or somebody might make a return already. Yeah, so I don't understand the whole, like, if you're going to retire, retire. Go do something else. Like, right. Not something else outside of WWE, but even if it's something not inside the ring. But don't keep, like,
yeah.
I feel like all this, I'm going to keep announcing my retirements. I feel like that's why it wasn't that big this yeah. time.
Especially right now, because we kind of already knew and they weren't so active.
Yeah,
and in the ring.
I feel like it's time for them to and maybe that's a good thing too, because now maybe we can see more of their lives instead of their career lives with yeah. their show. Mm-hmm. So it could go in a different route.
Wait, so right. how many times have they like fake retired, or have they?
Well,
would this is be like number two.
Here's the thing with the Bellas; they're known for leaving and coming back, so it's not the first time they've done it. I think it's like the fourth time that they've done this. Yeah, so they left, I think, back in 2010, mm-hmm. and then they came back after like 2 years. So okay. they've done it before.
I remember that me watching Total Divas.
Yeah. That was yeah. at the very beginning.
Okay.
So they're, because they're still considered ambassadors, which means that they're still connected to the brand no matter what, which is why they just announced also that they're going to be on the WrestleMania Access. Mm-hmm. So where people can go and take pictures with them and like sign their autographs and stuff like that. So got they're it. Still technically part of the company, mm-hmm. just not in-ring competitors.
Mm.
Yeah.
But why do I feel like this time is their actual... Well, I don't know. You guys just said they're already trying to make a comeback again.
Yeah,
I saw yeah. that they're trying to make a comeback mm-hmm. already.
I can't keep up.
That's why I feel like they shouldn't make such a big deal. Mm-hmm. Especially because if it was like a whole Bryan situation where he really wasn't able to wrestle medically, okay. But if you're really going to stop wrestling, then stop wrestling. Because then they get all this time on TV and then the women who are actually, you know, working towards this aren't mm-hmm. able to get their time because, you know, the Bella Twins just come in and kind of take it.
Take over.
Yeah. Pretty yeah. much.
Well, that's what bosses do.
And it's who they are. So then also in regards to wrestling, Bryan becomes a heel, so he's a bad guy now, and he wins his championship versus AJ Styles, and he also fights Brock Lesnar at Survivor Series. How do you yeah. guys think he's going to do as a bad guy now?
I like it when they switch. It's like fun to me to watch yeah. that.
Yeah, everybody you know? Was confused and conflicted.
That's the thing. Yeah, people are still confused. It's so hard for me to watch him on SmackDown because I can't see him as a bad person.
Yeah.
It doesn't
but
fit
That's the fun
him.
Part to me. Like, yeah, but... It probably would be really no. fun for him, too.
But right fans now. Are so confused.
Yeah, no, I see that. Yeah. I see that.
What because, okay, somebody like Ronda, she can be a heel because yeah. that is her persona.
Right.
Somebody like Bryan, him being a heel is just
I get what
off,
you're saying, though.
Because yeah. that's not even his persona.
Right.
Like, so I just feel like they're...
What did he say? I love seeing...
fresh... Companies need to understand that you need to bring in fresh, new people that are fans, but maybe right. not, you know, they can still do this.
Yeah.
And help out with the heads who are doing this still, because we're going in a totally different time now.
I know.
And all the stuff that they're doing is just kind of like, what the... It's questioning your ability anymore.
Yeah.
So, I just feel like...
And the way this company is going to move forward. Because they have mm-hmm. the people. They have the wrestlers. They have the ability to make these great matches, but they don't. So, that's the problem.
Well, going back to Bryan, I feel like it's in him to be the heel. Only because... What did he say at the end? He said, like, I love seeing young women, like, young girls cry. What did he say in the little
no,
thing?
No, that he loves to see little kids.
Little kids
cry.
Boo.
Boo, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah,
boo. Little boo. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Didn't know that was in you to say that in general, but all right.
Yeah, but when you see him in the ring and try, like, you could tell he's trying so hard.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't watch this match. I like him as a competitor,
mean,
but
yeah.
the character goes a long way in WWE. If
right.
you can't play, like, your character, then you're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And right now, he's, like, this, like, eco-friendly wrestler who's like mean and has his like championship that's
right.
eco-friendly and stuff like that
right.
So it doesn't make sense, like, you're connecting, you know, a person who's eco-friendly and then who's like a bad person.
Yeah,
so that's why it's confusing.
Yeah,
it's confusing but it's exciting to me.
Yeah. Okay. So the Bella family takes on Napa Valley due to harvest season, and as you guys know, the Bellas have their own wine. So Nikki is emotional due to the memories that Napa brings back. Because we know.
Oh, yeah, she
was about to get married there.
Oh, but, I missed that. Okay.
Yeah, she was about to get married there last season when they had that cluster as.
And they broke up in Napa Valley.
I remember that. Yeah. I didn't know they were going to get married there.
Yeah.
I get it now.
That's what she was getting, the tour and stuff.
Yeah, she was.
And that was her first time back since then, right? Mm-hmm. Ooh, I feel it.
So she says that this is her healing process and she's ready for a new Nicole. Do you guys understand why she's, like, so emotional and where she comes from?
I think, you know how in the beginning of the season we see Nikki kind of, like, going crazy. Not going crazy, but, like, she's, like, living free, life. She's being free. She's being a free spirit. And I now, it's, like, levels to this. That was then. That was that. And now she's kind of bringing it down and actually, like, thinking about what's really going on.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of her for that.
Yeah.
This level of, like, okay, now I'm just trying to be Nikki, like, you know, new chapter. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of her for this.
Yeah. I feel like once you go through, like, a big breakup, you kind of go through, like, your crazy moments where you're, like, I'm just going to do whatever. I don't care. Nobody's like around me.
Well, it's a moment. It's like a moment of finding yourself.
Yeah, it's a quick second. Like how this was.
Yeah, it's a moment of finding yourself outside of that relationship because we as women tend to compromise a lot. Mm-hmm. And over the years,
you got something to say? I'm
just kidding. Over the years, you don't realize until you're out of that relationship how much you've compromised yourself.
Right.
So I feel like it's like a finding of herself. But my favorite part of them going to the wine thing is when they did the testing.
They did a really good job. Right. And I'm a wine person. Like, I get that from my mom. But, like, I can't be blindfolded and, like, close my eyes. Like, okay, I can tell between red and white. Right. But not, like, okay, this is Merlot. This is Sauvignon Blanc. Yeah. This is, like, Cabernet. I can't do that.
And then the fact that JJ, of course, had to make it tequila. For him and tequila and soda.
Yeah.
She's like, this is Coke. And Brie won. Brie won. Were you guys surprised to see that Brie won?
No, Brie wins everything. Remember when they went to the IQ testing?
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
I feel like because Nikki always wants to win, she never ends up winning.
She doesn't. She's like Miss Perfectionist, but yeah. Brie is...
No, for real.
No, I see. Because I she tries so hard that
she never wins.
Yeah.
Well, she won in that little dart thing. The axe thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
She did that one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, when it comes to mental, like, stuff or things like that, where I feel like you have to use your mind a little more, it seems like Brie always wins those.
Right.
Yeah.
I honestly thought Nikki would have won that, because that involves alcohol. Me too.
And that's why JJ was like, oh, I was going to make a bet that Nikki was going to win, but then I was way off. Good thing I didn't bet.
Well, we had Brie mode. What are y'all talking about? I know. Brie is alcohol, like, she was once party alcoholic girl. And I'm pretty sure that within all of that, she was, even when she was pregnant, she was like, she was smelling wine.
Yeah,
she was like,
true.
Oh my gosh, I can't taste it, so I'm gonna smell it.
But I think we've seen Nikki, and because of John, you know, all they would do was kind of drink wine and drink these different types of wine. So I think he was like, all right, she's gonna get it.
There's Brie mode, but then like that's like constant.
Brie mode is just
kind of
like shots.
Let
me just take it.
But
I don't care what that is.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like she's always loved wine.
Right. No, she's more classy with her wine, while Brie's like, screw this, I'm in party mode.
Right.
So. No, she still always liked her wine, though, because even, like I said, when she was pregnant, she was like, I have to smell it. I still feel like it makes sense that Brie won.
Well, that was funny. And then also we see Nikki and Brie have this conversation about Nikki wanting to move to LA, and then her explaining to Brian, you know, how she feels on the fact that she doesn't go home to someone who can support her or, like, her family. If she doesn't have money for rent, she feels like she would have to go to her family. But the thing about that was I felt like I wanted to hear Brian's opinion, and we didn't hear his opinion. We only heard the family. So what do you guys think about what she said about that?
Say it again. What did you say?
About her going on her own and, like, not having anyone to kind of...
Like, when they were on the couch, and Brie and Brian were talking about,
to be with and to support her, like, emotionally and, you know... A partner, pretty much.
Because they're used to being... The twins are used to being together, like, in the vicinity.
Right.
You know, like, so now this time, for once, like, Nikki's actually going to L.A. And, like, now Brie's first priority is her family. And, like, Nikki doesn't have, like, a backbone to fall off on that's in close vicinity, so who is Nikki gonna like fall to now?
They have not always been in close vicinity because they were living in Arizona and halfway Washington when Nikki was in with John Cena in Tampa. So,
but he had John, but she had John then.
Yeah,
that was the thing.
Mm-hmm. But
she had somebody like solid, and she had John, and Brie had Brian. So
but then, if
cool.
you think about it, at the same time, John was never really there.
Yeah,
so
John
I think
was not even. But it was, you're right. John wasn't even really there because he was traveling stuff. There was times where Nikki was like, "I've been in this house all by myself."
Yeah, so that's why she would go to her mom's.
So I feel like there's been times where they've they've been apart. There's not been a time where they've always just been twinning together. So right.
Well, maybe it was dramatic effect. I don't know.
No, I think it has to do with everything that has happened. After her breakup, you know, Brie immediately was like, I need to go rescue my sister. So I feel like she got used to that. And mm-hmm. now she's not okay with being on her own.
Maybe that was more so like a Brie side of things. Yeah. Like, okay, I'm not going to like go save my sister anymore type right. of thing. This is like yeah. the first time I'm going
to
do this.
And even though Nikki tries to claim that, you know, she's independent, she doesn't need Brie, you can see in so many cases that she needs her sister, mm-hmm. especially in wrestling, especially like in life, living close with her.
No, I think the cameras got y'all fooled. That's all that is.
Well, like, I said that. It was dramatic.
I honestly feel like that it was just a filler. That was just filler talk.
So you don't think they need each other?
No, I think they talk every day. I feel like if they don't talk, I feel like they're FaceTiming each other. They're FaceTiming Birdie. I feel like they're still always there. But there's been times where they've been apart. And Nikki has been living in John's house while he hasn't been there months on time filming True. To WWE mm-hmm. Stuff, to everything. Mm-hmm. So there's, like, no, this is just a repeat. She's just not with John, which is not, like, a huge difference from him not being home all the time. So, I think that was filler talk.
I still think it's a mental distance, though. Because yeah, Brie is, like I said, now, like, more so, instead of Nikki,
yeah.
more so focusing on, like, Birdie herself. And yeah. herself and Brian and
we
family.
See that a lot so through the season.
That's changed somebody's mm-hmm. mindset. So, now less time mentally is going to be put into Nikki.
Right. And not just that, I think, like, she's not mentally strong yet to the point where she's so independent like she was before mm-hmm. because she always at the end of the day had someone to go back home to.
And even though John was away, he's coming right. back.
And she still you had know? Him like
no.
Mm-hmm. Now she's like single. Well, she's not really. Not single. She's not single anymore.
She's still not yeah. single. So yeah,
we're
going to
talk
really,
about that.
Yeah, that was filler
during
talk.
During that time, I don't talk. Think she was. When during the time when they filmed that episode, I don't think she was with Artem yet, though.
Correct.
I think so, they were during that. They've been together since December. Like, I feel like they've officially been together since December. So that means they had to be dating for this to end like that. They had to be dating probably before that, or at least going out on dates. I feel like she really moved to LA due to the fact that she was dating him.
Yes, but there's a difference between dating and being in a relationship with someone. If you're dating someone, you're seeing them like here and there. But when you're in a relationship, so I think they're right now, they're officially in a relationship. But
and that's a different mentality,
yeah,
too.
For sure.
And she was dating in the beginning of this, like, the season, too. Nothing. So that's different. She didn't really have somebody. Now you're in a relationship. Now you have somebody.
Right.
When she moved to L.A., did they not show her getting on his bike? She moved to L.A. When Brie moved to Phoenix, she was already in a relationship with Artem and moved to L.A.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
okay,
I get you.
Got it.
Agree to disagree.
Yes, agree to disagree. Timing is different.
Yes, it is. And dating and relationship is a completely different
thing. I
think
it was filler talk. So, yes, agree to disagree. Because to me, it was just filler talk.
Anyways, let's talk about this birthday bash. The Bellas turned 35, and Brie wants a centaur.
I didn't know what in the hell that was. Like, I had to Google it. I was like, oh, okay.
You know what that reminded me of? I don't know if you guys have watched this movie, The Chronicles of Narnia.
I had. Oh, yeah.
You know how, like, all of them, like, were mm-hmm. dressed like that? So right. that's what I thought of. But then it didn't make sense. Like, why would you want your birthday to be themed of a centaur? Or
well, she said know. It was on her bucket list, so check off the bucket list.
But before this, I had never heard
that's
of that.
That's a bucket list? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what she said. I didn't say that,
no,
but
no.
she said it.
That's, okay.
All I know is that it was weird, but hey,
yeah, it was weird.
To
I
each
think
his
it was
own.
Weird.
Well, I mean, it was only one guy, so they didn't really go all out, but it was still kind of weird.
Which makes it more weird.
Yeah,
you
that's
just have
true.
One guy to fulfill a theme. That's it.
Right.
Okay.
And then throughout this birthday party, the Bellas have their dinner with their family and their close friends, and this is where Nikki announces that she bought her house in LA. Were you guys surprised on the fact of how, like, Brie responded and how she was super supportive about that?
Hadn't she already mentioned it prior to, like, a couple episodes ago? So Brie already kind of had an idea.
Yeah, but before that, she didn't officially go through with it. That's why she got the beach house in San Diego.
Got it.
Yeah.
And she said her lease is at,
Mm-hmm.
Brie already knew. She already knew. Like,
yeah. So you think it's for the cameras?
Yeah, this was all, the finale was pretty much all for the cameras. The finale was pretty much all for cameras. That's what it was. Like, I mean, because you can tell, You can tell by the way we've watched their shows many of times. Right. You can tell by the way they react when one of them doesn't know something before camera rolls. Like, their reactions tell everything. But, I mean, with them being cool, that means she already talked about it. She already told Bree. She already, like, all of this was done, I feel like, before cameras rolled.
Just like when Bree announced that she was moving to Arizona. And Nikki was just kind of like...
Yeah. Nikki was just kind of like...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, when they really don't know something about each other and they say it on camera, like... They really get a, like, either they'll get really angry.
Yeah.
Or they're like, oh my gosh, like, Nikki just walks away or Bree just, like, walks away. So you can tell when they're really getting into it and when they've already discussed it before the camera.
Okay. I was so surprised the fact that she verbally said it.
For storyline and, I guess, fake camera purposes, I think that Bree did an awesome reaction for the fact that Nikki is, like, recognizing Nikki is moving on by herself.
Yeah.
Starting a chapter.
And I think because Bree is at the point where she's like, okay, you're not my priority anymore. I'm glad you're actually doing something for yourself and you're not coming to me to ask me what I'm doing so you could come with me.
Got it.
And that's where I think they kind of split. Their own separate ways.
Both ways, what Monique is saying, I think maybe, like, off camera, she Bree knew, but, like, maybe it was the first time the family knew.
Right.
That could be it, too.
So, and that's why they both were together. All, like, super surprised. Right. So, this is where, after this birthday party, the Bellas feel that they know who they are, and they're moving forward with their life. Bree, you know, her family, and then Nikki to LA to live her single life and living happily ever after. So, then we see that Bree moves to Arizona and Nikki to LA, and then they will be separated after 35 years. This means new beginnings. How do you guys feel about that whole scene where they went home in their cars and then Nikki was crying and Bree was just like, all right.
Okay, I feel like I'm with, if she were to say this, I'm with Monique on this one because I feel like this was like a set purpose and like they just drove off but like down the street and then they just like met together like, all right, let's go have dinner real quick. And then, like, there's, like, the whole crying thing. That was a bit much because the camera was just, like, right there.
On her face.
On both of their faces.
Yeah.
I think that's what I was saying. That was, like, an overly cliche season finale. But, I mean.
And then also, Brian didn't react. He was just like, all right, let's just go.
That one, I will say, that was, like, you know.
Brian is not. We're all privy to this. He knows. Like, Brian is like, okay, y'all are going all dramatic, but y'all are going to talk tomorrow, if not in a few hours.
Right. Yeah. They just, like, went off to dinner somewhere.
Like, it's not a big deal. Like, it really isn't. Like, we've seen this before. We know how they kind of maneuver with one another. We know how they work with one another. So, it's not like... It's not like it was such a big difference.
So do you feel like if this relationship doesn't work out, Nikki will eventually move back to Arizona?
I think I don't think she'll go to... Okay, if it doesn't work out, I think she'll stay, but I don't... Or she might go somewhere else, but it won't be Arizona. Maybe.
Fair enough.
I don't think Nikki's going anywhere anytime soon unless she gets into a serious relationship. If she gets into a serious relationship and it's with someone who doesn't live in LA, I think she's prone to do it again and move with wherever they are. If they're busier than she is, but I feel like a life in LA is not that family life.
It's not at all.
I feel like
we know from experience.
Yeah, I feel like that's what she really wants. So she's prone to move. If she has a serious relationship, she's going to get married. She knows because she's at that age now where she's 35 and she's retiring from what was the biggest part of her career and. I think she's trying to make some differences and some different moves, but I really feel like if she gets into a serious, serious relationship where there's marriage and kids, she won't be in LA.
Because I feel like Artem is a rebound, first of all.
I was just going to ask, do you feel like he's marriage material?
Oh, I don't know if he's marriage material. I just think as far as Nikki's mindset right now, she had just said, I don't know about the timing when they film, like, okay, I want to be... like a new chapter by myself. I'm not ready. I'm just starting the grieving process. But because she even
said she did say that. She just started the grieving process.
Like the first time she started the grieving process, and it'll kill her if she ever saw John with somebody else. Like you're not, if you're officially moved on, you're not going to think about stuff like that. You're not thinking about what the next person, your old dude, is doing.
Right.
So I think Artem is a rebound, and it's not going to last long.
Well, Joseph in the chat is saying.
Clearly, Joseph.
If her and Artem don't work out, I think magically it will be revealed that her and John are actually married. Gabby agrees that they are married. So do you guys think that Dawn and Nikki are actually married?
No. I don't think that they're married, but I do, I'm on the same storyline as Joseph. I do feel like they are seeing each other. I still feel like they're seeing each other.
Yeah.
And like with benefits. With benefits. So, I mean, everybody knows how I feel about Artem. I feel like this is a business thing for Artem, and I feel like this is a rebound for Nikki, or at least for people to get off her back about John.
Yeah.
This is her way of kind of saying, well, here you guys go. And right. This is a good way for Artem to come up in a different lane than DTWS. Isn't that what it is?
DWTS.
I was close, but I feel like this is like Juliana Huff did. Like, I just feel like he might want to switch out of a different lane and do something different, and he's expressed that, and Nikki's like, okay, and she's like, well, we can do this. But I don't feel like it's real. I do feel like she still talks to John. I feel like they still date each other. I feel like they go out on their nightly dates and everything.
Yeah, well, he's been very low-key. He's always been super low-key, but even more ever since the breakup. So it doesn't make sense.
Any interviews after he expressed, like, it was like he went on this whole interview thing trying to plead to her, I want to marry you now and I want to have kids. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And then when they broke it off, like, it was like he went and done his movie and then you haven't heard anything from him. Like, nothing.
I still think it's a no, but if in the future something comes out on E!, I will think about you guys.
Well, because she's been saying that while she was dating, she would still tell John who she was dating and who she was talking to and get his opinion.
Yeah.
And she's said it publicly.
I feel like... Yeah. I feel like he's like, well, you know what? I've tested the waters and I know I want you. And if you want to test the waters, go ahead and see how it is. And he's letting her test the waters. But I still know he's in the corner like, oh, I got you. You coming back. It's only a matter of time. I don't need any kids, so I'm good. I can keep with my thing.
Yeah.
But I'll let you test the waters and see if you find anything better, but you know you're not. I feel like that's John all the way.
Interesting.
And he's letting her kind of like test the waters, but he knows they're still seeing each other.
Yeah.
They're still seeing each
other. I do believe that.
He's super low key right now.
That is like, very true.
Like super not like, I think it's because he doesn't want anybody to ask him anything of that caliber. So he's been like super low-key.
Especially now that it's public. And she even said, like, oh, I'm going to be talking to the media tomorrow about all this.
Yeah.
So.
And the fact that she's really close with Artem and they had a chemistry, I feel like this is a good thing because this helps him to get out of that era of the Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And now he can do something a little bit different.
Bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't know if you guys watch the show, but he's a regular pro, but he's not as big as other ones, like Julian Huff or Derek Huff or all the main ones. So he's just there. He's good, but he's not. He doesn't have a big name in Dancing with the Stars. So I do believe
now
that.
Now he has one.
Well,
yeah.
Well, in a whole different world. It's like wrestling. Who would have thought?
Well, not even just wrestling. It's now celebrity because the Bella Twins are celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they've crossed over into mainstream now. So they're a mainstream commodity. So now he's on a mainstream level when they take pictures together or do anything together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like, yes, he's a rebound. Do I feel like John is still there? Yeah, I feel like John is there. I feel like eventually they will get married and she'll pop out a kid. And that'll be it.
All right.
He said that on the Today Show. I think that they're still talking. That's what Joseph is saying right now. So, yeah, I do think that they're still talking.
Oh, John said on the Today Show?
Personally, I don't feel like I can see Nikki with anyone else. I just see Nikki with John.
You're used to it?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's two different things. If you're used to it or just...
No, because I'm used to it.
Okay.
And seeing her with Artem, like, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It is super
I don't feel
weird.
Like they, like,
oh, I don't feel that together. Either. I agree. I don't feel
I don't
that
know.
Either. That's
it's
why I said
super
it was
weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I imagine her, like, this huge athlete or something. I don't know, like, a football player. But I don't know.
No, it's John. He's just older, and he has the ability to be like, listen, I'm going to hang back here. I'm a grown man. I got things I need to do. You go out and test the waters. You going to come back. Because you're here, because we're on date night, and I just feel like if I need to prove it to you, I'm going to prove it to you, but whatever.
And
you
know? He's used to being on his own and not necessarily needing anyone. And to be honest, I don't feel like he's going to get in another relationship after this. He was already super, like, scared of being with Nikki and then marriage and all that. So I don't think he's going to be with anyone else.
I don't know. Everybody in the chat pretty much agrees with me right now because that is a John thing. That is such a John thing. Like,
for sure.
He's very, like, low-key. He lets, you know, he's, like, kind of out there. He's low-key, but he's like, if you want to be out there, I'll be out there with you. If you don't want to be out there, I'm cool with chilling back here and just working. So I just feel like that's such a John thing. Like, I'll hang back. You do your, you know, your thing because you're younger than me. Like, I've done it. You do it. And we'll meet back on Friday they have date night still.
Oh, my God.
They have date night still.
Well, that's that.
Okay.
We all have our opinions. I do believe John and Nick are still together. Yes, so do you. But
I do.
Okay, you're like,
I'll be the one that says no.
Let's move forward. All right.
And next.
Monique, do you have some news for us today?
Oh, yes. We have an TV news. Let me pull it up because I wasn't all the way ready. Okay, so the Bella Twins have a new podcast. So they said they're turning off the cameras and they're about to turn on the mics. And so they should be dishing. Nikki said that she'll be dishing definitely about the finale and kind of wrap it up and put those bows on it that we're looking for.
That's a pretty picture of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Are y'all going to listen?
To be honest, I didn't even expect for them to do something like this. It's weird for me. I would think, like, you know, they already have their YouTube channel. So if they wanted to do something, I think they would have done it there. But
clientele.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. We'll see. I don't know if I'm going to be able to listen.
Me either.
Because them talking is different than looking at them.
Right.
So.
Is it bad I can't tell them apart in that picture? I couldn't tell them apart.
Brie on the left, Nikki. And then Nikki on the right.
Okay. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Nikki's normally I can, but like that
Nikki's
one I couldn't.
Nikki's nose is a little different. For some reason.
Yeah.
There's always, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And just then wondering. Bree's eyebrows are completely different, too.
Okay. Nikki confirms. Oh, no. We're confirming Nikki with Artem. She finally confirms that she's with Artem with their PDA picture. They were doing lots of PDA.
How many views is that? Almost half a mil?
Yep.
So now they're announcing to the world, officially, as of December, they're together, supposedly.
Did she put a date on there?
She said since December 18th, or 2018. Mm-hmm. Since December 2018, they've been officially.
Maybe
2018? Yeah.
I wonder how many followers.
Oh, I thought they said
19. No, 2018, they're officially together.
See, like, that picture is weird to me. I don't know. I can't see
it's
it.
Yeah, like, and she used to John.
And she looks like Brie.
Okay.
That's the different story.
But I don't know. It's cringy. I don't like it.
And then Bella finally announced their retirement. I don't know why I rest video keeps coming up. But Bella's finally announced their retirement, and Paige and Natty give their, their goodbyes and let them know how much they loved working with them.
Fake retirement, right?
Well, this was weird to me because when I saw it on Instagram and I was like, what retirement are they talking about? But I guess they're going off of, like, the show when they were like, all right, I'm going to not wrestle anymore. But I didn't see them announce it, like, big time or anything like that.
Yeah, somewhere I said Nikki Bella has retired from the ring and the WWE. So, I don't know. They've come back so many times.
Yeah.
So,
and they're definitely going to come back. I do believe that.
And then, according to Leslie, this is breaking news.
Breaking news.
The WWE has confirmed that for the first time in WWE history, women will main event WrestleMania on April the 7th.
Yes, women power.
Live streaming, right? Yes. At 7 p.m. Central Time. So that makes it 8 p.m.
No,
6 p.m. here in Pacific Time and 8 p.m. in Eastern Standard Time.
So for my wrestling fans, make sure you tune into WrestleMania and definitely support your women wrestlers. It's going to be a good match. Becky versus Ronda versus Charlotte. But of course, like Joseph said, we all wanted Becky and Charlotte just by themselves. But it's going to be a good WrestleMania. And make sure you tune in on the WWE Network.
You mean Becky and Ronda by themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, Becky and Ronda by the Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wrong one. Not the Flair.
And then, last but not least, the Miz and Mrs. comes back Tuesday, April the 2nd at 10 p.m. on the USA Network, which I'm super excited about. They will be back, and hopefully we'll be back to talk about them, too, here. So make sure you guys tune in to them. We love them. They're on. They're about to have their second baby.
Second it baby. Yeah. What do you guys predict it's going to be?
A boy. Didn't she say it was a boy?
She already announced that.
She already said it?
I thought she announced it. Maybe I'm just tripping and it just happened to be my, what is it called? My clairvoyancy.
They have a what now?
I feel like they're having a boy.
I don't know. I think she just, I'm not sure.
Oh.
But I know like she announced that she was pregnant for sure.
Yeah, she announced that for sure. I think it's a boy.
She has, what does she have now? A girl?
A girl. Monroe Sky.
I want it to be a boy. I'm all for families having both.
Yeah,
so I want it to be a boy.
I love. I didn't like the Miz and Maryse in WWE because of their characters, but after watching the reality show, it's so hard not to love them. Yeah,
right. Their personality,
and I never did. I guess just because they had such a big feud with like Brian and stuff like that, and I was always like Team Bella. So then, after watching the reality show, I was like, "All right, they're super cool." So we're definitely gonna have an after show. So tune in for that. All right, shadiest moment.
It gets me every time. I didn't really have one. My mind is small. At the end, when they were doing their dramatic drive-off scene, Brie was like, before she got in the car, now you get to go live your own life and not mine.
That was mine, too.
That was the only one I picked up, though. Everything else was like cute.
This was the only time where that was a little bit of shade. That was it in this episode.
I didn't even think it was necessary. Like, you could tell from the start that Nikki was emotional. Well, I felt like she was emotional. I did.
But she's been emotional this whole,
Yeah. I didn't think that was necessary. And she was like,
well, that's what makes you shady.
True. You're right.
You're right.
Any other ones?
Shadiest moment. Yeah. No, I felt like that was the...
That was, like, the only one, really. Everything else was, like, you know, violence and sweet doves and whatever. Doves. Coming
out. Rainbows and butterflies.
Rainbows and peaches.
Rainbows and butterflies.
I didn't say that right. All right. Final thoughts on this whole season and this episode. How do you think we're going to move forward now?
Move forward? Like, well, as far as Nikki goes, I just think Artem is a rebound. I'll just stick to that.
Anything else?
No.
I thought this season was overall better executed than it was last season, because last season was a horrific wreck. Like, it was terrible. So this season was overall better. I don't think that clearly Nikki is with Artem like that. So I don't foresee them being together that long. And then I'm ready for Ms. and Mrs. And Total Divas has a new, like, cast. Like a new cast. Carmella's coming back. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to see more of her. So I hope that we get to see more of her in Total Divas. And then Ronda is coming on, which will be interesting to kind of see into her life.
Yeah.
Like, we've never really seen into her real life like that. So I think it'll be interesting to see into, like, her real life. Yeah, so.
And then no Lana. Or the Bella Twins are not going to be part of Total Divas this season. So that's a big one.
They wanted to focus solely on their stuff, and then Lana, and like, that was...
It's
that was
salty.
That was a little bit of shade why they took Lana off, because she's been fighting so hard just to be on, like, TV, period.
Isn't that The Rock's cousin, or am I getting mixed up?
No, that's Naya.
Naya. Okay, sorry. My bad.
Naya, I think, is going to be part of the...
Yeah, like she's still on. She's still on.
Yeah. But I feel like Lana makes Total Divas. She makes it fun. She makes it entertainment. Entertaining, like, especially with Rusev.
She gives the drama. She gives the drama that it needs.
Big time.
Honestly, Natty can go. Honestly, I feel like
Natty. I would keep Natty.
I love Natty. Yeah, she's so funny. Natty.
And her family. Like, I like her dad.
I know.
Like, I would keep Natty.
R.I.P.
We could boot somebody else, though. I'm trying to think of the name. I feel like
We could boot Natty. We could get rid of Natty. We could get rid of... They don't really show a lot about Naya.
Yeah.
What's the one with the green hair? I like her, though.
Oh, Naomi.
Naomi. I love Naomi. She has to. That's a definite
thing.
That's
I love
her
Trinity.
Girl.
Yeah. Yeah,
Trinity needs to stay. But yeah, that was it for my predictions.
I really liked this season. It was more entertaining, you know, no surprise there.
It was better than last season, because last season was just it was bad. PR didn't do that right. Yeah. They didn't execute, edit, none of that. Like, no.
And then I do believe that the Bella Twins are going to come back to wrestle, because now that the tag team championships are out, I feel like those championships were meant for them. So the Bella Twins have to come back and take part in, like, a tag team, I don't know, match or something, but they're definitely going to take part in that. I don't think they're officially done. Something big is going to happen, and just, like, Evolution, they're going
to
come back.
I think they're going to come back to make, like, small, big appearances, but not, like, actually be in the ring.
Right? That's what Joseph said. He said, ring. I see them getting a women's tag team championship match by Summerism.
Yeah, SummerSlam.
Okay. No, he said Summer, like, he meant Summerish. Like, Summerish.
Yeah, but then he says SummerSlam. Oh. That's a pay-per-view.
Summerism?
No, SummerSlam. I see it.
SummerSlam.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joseph. I'm really wrong.
I'm like, that's a pay-per-view.
For one.
I saw I need glasses, though. It's okay.
All right, quick shout-out to all of our fans that are in the chat. Thank you for tuning in this whole season. We really appreciate you. Make sure you tune in to all of our other wrestling shows, reality, or just straight up wrestling.
Yes. And
where can they find
you? You can find me, Tay Alexandria, everywhere on where am I? Oh, Tay Alexandria TV.
And I'm Anique Loveless, and you can find me everywhere at Ms. Mo Loveless. That's MS Mo Loveless. Also, check me out on my website at MoniqueLoveless.com. So keep updated.
And I am Leslie Colon. Thank you for tuning in. And you can find me at _ Leslie Colon. That was it for this season. Thank you, guys. See you later.
Bye. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.